So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Positive Teen Talk. You're on Live with Sasha, the show that brings to you all you'd like to know and need to know. So tonight's sponsors are The Final Cut Unisex Salon, Fashion Claudia, Chronic Beauty Salon Suites, The Royal Palace, NLPGimages.com, and Stream Cosmetics. Tonight, we'll be talking with motivational speaker, author Stephanie M. Johnson, poetry writer Lori Maxey, a.k.a. Isis, playwright-director Lakeisha M. Sanders, and poetry writer Renee L. Moss, also known as Ray Renee. And don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
The Final Cut Unisex Salon, 6341 Northwest 7th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33142. Monday specials, crazy braids for $25. Washing set, $25. Senior citizen, washing set, $15. Call for your appointment today. Call 786-355-3208. That's 786-355-3208. 0-0.
New Year's Eve party. Fashion Fund, 1764 Southwest 20th Street, Miami, Florida, 33142. Wholesale and retail. 6-0-1046. Or visit www.fashionfund.com. And or 76210-1046.
Stream Cosmetics, the newest brand in airbrush makeup. We invite you to experience an exciting, fun, and quick way of applying your makeup without the messy hassle. Contact Tashima Georges at 954-773-6199 or visit www.streamcosmetics.com. That's www.streamcosmetics.com. Call 773-6199. That's 773-6199.
Hi, you're the
Get Glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skin Care, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skin Care, Hana and Adovia Mineral Skin Care. It's a glam thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. It's a glam thing.com. Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skin Care, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju J Skin Care, Hana and Adovia Mineral Skin Care. It's a glam thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. It's a glam thing.com.
If there is something about you, let Save Productions help you become known regionally. Keep the vision alive. Get interviews. Get gigs. Singers, poets, models, actors, writers. Say it fast. There is something about me. Is there something about you? Call 786-567-8556 or go to saveproductions.org. Remember, talent is forever. Above and beyond, that's 786-567-8556 or go to sayproductions.org for more info.
Hi, you're on with Sasha and Positive Teen Talk Radio, and I am your host, Sasha Marina. So my first guest is Stephanie M. Johnson. She grew up in the Adams Morgan area of Washington, D.C. She is a proud author of three novels, It Could Happen in a Minute, ABC, and her newest novel, DES. She continues to step out of faith and moves to her next journey in life, adding to her resume SMJ, meaning Seriously Motivating Juveniles, mentor, motivational speaker, as she is pressing on to live with her dreams in the fullest, she plans to turn all of her novels into miniseries. Right now, she is seeking producers and directors. Well, right now, I'm going to go for a quick break, so we'll be back with Miss Story.
Run the world, girls. Who run the world?
you're listening to Positive Teen Talk Block Radio, and you're on Life with Sasha. I am your host, Sasha Marina. So my next guest, before we begin, I would like to apologize for the previous mix-up. My next guest is actually Miss Lori Massey, a.k.a. Isis. She has been a writer since the age of 16. She paints pictures with her words of the world she sees, reality, superficiality, and daydreams. And every poem spoken is full of words chosen. Battle Wounds is a writing book related to life, love, politics, and the streets. Isis puts her heart, soul, and emotion into it and displays content that everyone can emotionally connect with. Her credits also include writing R&B, neo soul, and rap lyrics. Isis is not only a poetry writer, but an urban import fashion model and independent neo soul artist as well. Join me in welcoming the talented Lori Massey. Hello, Lori, how are you?
Fine, and yourself?
Hi. Well, I see here that you're not only a poet, but also a lyricist and a model. How do you make all of this work?
Everything is kind of time consuming, but when you have a passion for it, it doesn't seem like work, you know?
Well, of course. But since exactly at what age have you been writing poetry?
I've been writing since I was 16. I just had stacks of poems sitting around my house, and one day I just decided I know my purpose, and I just pushed to get my book out there.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that book.
The book is called Battle Wounds because physically if you get cut, it leaves a scar, but it's talking about an internal scar. It's topics I've been through, but also what other people go through. So if you read the book, you can relate to it.
Okay.
Basically, that's it.
And you think that this book can relate to people of all ages, or mostly just adults, or also teenagers?
I would say teenagers and adults.
Okay. And since you've been, this is a poetry book, correct?
Yes.
And at what age did you decide to go into music, you know, becoming a lyricist, actually? Did this all come in at once, you know, I want to be a poet and let me start writing music while I'm at it, or did this come to you a little bit after?
Yeah, singing came to me around the age 19.
19, okay.
It wasn't
you were still
so
in high school? Or?
Mm-hmm. No, I was not in high school anymore.
Okay. So it wasn't it wasn't more singing, or did you feel that you wanted to write music?
I wanted to write music.
Okay, and have you sung any of these lyrics of yours? Do you have any, you know, songs out there, or do you give your lyrics out to other people for them to sing?
I do both. I have a demo I put out a few years ago. I also have songs on my Reverb page, but within the last few years, I've wrote songs for people, and I've done hooks for people. So it's a little bit of everything.
Nice. And you currently reside in Miami, or are you not from Florida?
I didn't hear the question. What did you say?
Oh, where are you? Where do you reside? Where are you from?
I reside in Hollandale, Florida.
Oh, okay.
The South Broward region.
Nice. So you're a Floridian. So what gives you the inspiration to write?
It's just a passion. It's just what I do. I just love writing and expressing my emotions and my feelings and sharing it with people.
So being a writer, I understand some writers, you know, from a young age, they always tend to carry a journal and write their, you know, whatever happened in their day or whatever pops to the mind. Do you do that as well?
Yes, I do. And it's funny because if I don't have my journal that day, it kind of like when you go home and you want to write about it, it's like you need that journal because you need to write down in that exact moment of what you're feeling.
Okay. And from there, So you say, so you do have to write in your journal every day. And from those things that you do write there every day, does a poem come out of there, or is that totally different from you actually sitting down and writing your poetry or your lyrics or whatever?
It's always poetry.
Okay. So pretty much you said your inspiration, you just love writing. So whatever comes to your mind or whatever you see that is attracted to your eye or whatever, you put it into paper.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Nice. And so you've been doing this since the age of 16. And obviously it's a passion for you. And like you told me before, that this is not a job. And honestly, I understand it's really not a job. It's just a passion, and you do it because you have to, and that's what you need. But I have a question about the modeling. I see here that you're a fashion model as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So how long have you been modeling?
I've been modeling since about 19, yeah.
As well, okay.
On and off.
Okay. So I have to let you go here in a little bit. So can you tell me where can your listeners go and, you know, research your poems, or where can they find this book of yours so they can buy it, or, you know, any of your other works, where can they find you?
The easiest thing to do is go to my website. It's www.IsisOnFireProductions.com. You can see everything on there, my poetry, and at the bottom there's videos, there's links to my other pages. So the best bet is to go to my website, IsisOnFireProductions.com.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Isis, for your time. You're also, is that how you carry yourself, as Isis? Because I represented
yes,
you as Dory. Okay. Well, Isis, I'm sorry for that. But thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure having you on my show. Can you repeat one more time your website so people can go check out your work?
It's www.IsisOnFireProductions.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Isis, and you have a good night. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, everyone. Well, that was Miss Isis. And don't go anywhere. Make sure that you stay on. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking for a professional photographer for your New Year's Eve party? Call NLPG Images at 954-740-4775. That's NLPG Images at 954-740-4775. Call them today.
Spacious Salon Suite for rent, 431 and 24th Street in Lauderhill, $125 a week. Moving specials, $100. Special end is December 31st, 2011. Wi-Fi and cable included. Call 786-271-7266 for more detailed information. 786-271-7266.
It's tax time. Tax Refund Queen is an income tax preparation company that offers over 15 years of experience in tax preparation for individual, small business, self-employed, and S-corporations. Refer a friend and receive $20. Call 786-271-7266 for more information.
Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skincare, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skincare, Hana, and Adovia Mineral Skincare. It's a glam thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. It's a glamthing.com.
Better than that. Looking like you wanna talk, why you hesitating? Say what's on your mind as long as it ain't nothing crazy. Cause I ain't going for the halo, mama, come here, baby. Come at me like a lady, come at me like a lady. You can rock a little stag, you can hit a hat, though. Keep your words clean and no telling where the city go.
Live with Sasha. My next guest is Renee L. Moss, also known as Ray Renee. She penned her first poem at the age of 5 and has been performing her work ever since, pretty much. First at her church and while attending a performing arts school, she gained additional onstage experience while presenting Northern Miami in Miss Florida USA pageant and also was crowned Mrs. Aventura at the Mrs. Florida pageant, expressing herself through her verse, all the while following a 3-year hiatus accompanied by various life lessons. Ray Renee resumed her poetry after a sudden momentary inspiration. Her love for poetry and desire to perform were instantly coexistent to one another. Learning that she was sufficiently talented to earn a living with her specialized flair for the spoken word, Ray Renee began to tour around the country. Join me in welcoming Ms. Ray Renee. Hello, Renee. How are you? So I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Ms. Renee, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, perfect. So, Ms. Ray Renee, is that your real name is Renee?
My birth name is Renee L. Moss. My stage name is
okay.
Ray Renee. Yes.
Ray Renee, and how did you come about that name? Was it something that your friends gave you, or just like
it is such a long story. It's so funny because I've always been Renee L. Moss. Even when I first started doing spoken word, I was always introduced as Renee L. Moss, Renee L. Moss. But what was happening as my presentation of my spoken word grew, and I was adding more music and more the entertainment aspect to meld with it, I just felt like Renee L. Moss was such an author name, such a, you know, for my books and this and that. But I felt like it was, you know, something lacking for, like, you know, here comes Beyonce, here comes, you know, Britney, here comes Renee L. Moss. I was like, there's something more than these there. So first, I was actually out a couple of years ago. I was in L.A. for the Grammys. And I was at a party at the Playboy Mansion. I was invited to a Grammy party out there. And I kept saying Renee, 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 and everybody kept shortening it to Ray. Oh, this is Ray, this is Ray, this is Ray. And I was like, wow, that's cool, Ray. Okay, that sounds like somebody who'll be encompassing the music and everything else. But everybody was still so used to Renee L. Moss when I came back. You know how, you know, people were used to calling you one thing, and it was like Ray just was, it was kind of Ray O, a.k.a. Renee L. Moss. And then a dear friend of mine, Ingrid B., she was introducing me one day, and she was like, yeah, Ray Renee. And she stopped, and we looked at each other. It was like, that's it, Ray Renee. So that's how it morphed from Renee L. Moss to Ray Renee.
Well, that's actually a pretty cute and noticeable name, you know, it kind of sticks. And Renee L. Moss, let me tell you, it really does sound like an author name, but it's actually, you know, as an author, it's a good name as well. And Ray Renee, I guess it fits more in the entertainment business. So, yeah, you're right. So, wow, at the age of five, how did this start? You wrote your first poem at the age of five?
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, because you don't think at a certain age, you don't realize what you're doing. You know, I could look back now and be like, wow, at five, I wrote this poem, you know, and it was such a simple poem. It was a poem about me trying to write a poem. And I just one day picked up the pencil and I wrote it, and I took it to my mom, and she said she read it, and she looked at me like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with her?
That's very, very, I mean, there's always stories of younger children that you maybe the parents, I mean, luckily your mom noticed, but there's also some parents that don't notice the talent that their children have until sometimes it's too late, you know, and maybe the child is over it already.
I know my son is eight, and he picked up pen and paper. Instead of writing a poem, he wrote his first story that we're actually making into a book called The Adventures of Cowboy Lucky. So I guess that kind of runs in the family.
That's very nice. So I also see here that you attended a performing arts school. At what age exactly?
In high school, I attended Miami Central Senior High School for half the day. Then the other half a day, I actually was in the Northwestern Payback program. When I went to school, I know now when you're in the performing arts school, they require you to attend the school. But when I was attending, you can attend your regular school for half the day. Then the other half a day, you went to the school just for the performing arts aspect. So I was at Central half a day, and then during lunch they bussed me over to Payback, which is the performing and vocational arts, just for like dance, drama, music at Miami Northwestern, for those who are familiar with the Miami, Florida area.
And then the performing arts school, did you just take dance, or was it also dance, music, and acting?
I actually took theater there. I was taking drama theater there, yes, advanced theater and performing arts.
And do you continue to do theater in your spare time, if you have any?
exactly. I would love to, and actually I am. I'm acting. I think it's all encompassed, like, to me, to do spoken word, because everybody that writes poetry don't perform it and not meant it. But because of my background in acting and everything, I think that's why I've taken such a akin to spoken word. And I love acting. It's nothing like being on stage and being somebody else and making people feel what you want them to feel. So I, you know, with everything that I'm doing, it hasn't been my priority, but I steadily am actually in 2012 getting back into that and going to auditions. The more I have to go out to L.A. and New York, the more I start going back on auditions.
And have you ever thought of writing stage plays, or have you written stage plays already?
I have. I've written stage plays, and I've never – I did a one-woman show years back, a couple of years back. But I actually just recently – I have a poem called Sticks and Stones. And it's, you know, we've all heard that poem about, you know, we've all heard that saying, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And so that triggered, like, some other pieces that I wrote all about, you know, these fairy tales and things that your parents tell you when you're young, and later on you look back like, oh, they lied, you know. So I wrote a one-woman play called Sticks and Stones, Fairy Tales and Other Lies Said to a Child. And it goes through all those things you heard as a child that warped you as an adult later on.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's nice. That's something that, honestly, anybody can relate to, no matter what age. Hopefully that somebody at age 5 doesn't, but hey. I mean, I'm still kind of impressed that at age 5 you write a poem. Wow. I mean, because, you know, we still do this. You know, because in kindergarten, I mean, at age 5 you were in kindergarten, correct?
That is correct. I was in kindergarten.
All right.
I started kindergarten when I was 4, and I started reading at the I started reading at the age of 3. So I was a little young. Yeah, I started reading early.
That's
why I like.
No wonder.
Yeah, I know. Usually everybody else in kindergarten learning how to ABC and pronounce the words. I already started reading at the age of 3. I actually had an older cousin. She's a couple of years older than me, and she would come home, and everything she was taught in school, she would teach to me. So, but it was like, by the time I got to kindergarten, I was at the same grade level she was, but she was in third or fourth grade. So, yeah, I wasn't gifted because of it.
Well, wow. Congratulations to that. And
you
say that, well, I really, now that you say that, I see where your son gets it from, and I wish him luck in writing that book.
Oh, thank you.
And before we go here, I would like to ask you a little bit about the pageants that you have attended, like Miss Florida USA pageant and the Aventura for Miss Florida pageant as well.
Yes.
How did you start doing pageants?
You know, my mom and I, we grew up, you know, I don't know if everyone did it, but it just seemed normal place. My mom and I grew up watching all those pageants, and one day I was like, I want to do a pageant, and I just went, and then I was Miss North Miami, and I was in the Miss Florida USA pageant, and then when I was married and I realized I couldn't do those pageants anymore, that's when I did the I was crowned Mrs. Aventura, and I was in the Mrs. Florida USA pageant at that time.
Well, I congratulate you for that as well.
Thank you.
You do many things, many. Is there a page or whatever that maybe fans or listeners can go contact you, you know, and, you know, write to you or just look at what you're up to?
Sure. My new book is The Power Of. It actually was just released nationwide last Monday on December 12th, and it's been nominated for 2012 NAACP Image Award for Literature and Poetry. And
wow.
Thank you. They can go to my website, which is www.rayplace, which is RAIPLACE.com, www.rayplace.com. I'm on Facebook, Ray Renee, RAI, and the Renee is spelled RENEA. If they have a Nook, The Power Of will be available on Nook starting actually next Monday. It's right now available on Amazon.com. And you can also buy it off my website. You can go to shop.reneesworld.com.
Well, that's perfect. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Ray Renee, and for your time. It's been a pleasure having you on my show. You tell your son that I wish him very, very much luck with that book of his.
I'll have him on the show later for you guys.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you have a good night. Take care.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, everyone, that was Ms. Ray Renee. Don't forget to look for her on Facebook and her website that she had previously mentioned, and I'll be right back with Miss Stephanie M. Johnson right after these messages.
The Final Cut Unisex Salon, 6341 Northwest 7th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33142. Monday specials, crazy braids, $25. wash and wrap, $25. Senior citizen wash and set, $15. Call for your appointment today, 786-355-3208. That's 786-355-3208.
Spacious salon suites for rent, 441 and 24th Street in Lauder Hill, $125 a week. Move-in special, $100. Special ends December 31st, 2011. Wi-Fi cable included. Call 786-271-7266 for more detailed information. The number again is 786-271-7266.
Welcome back to Positive Teen Talk Radio, and my next guest is Stephanie M. Johnson. She grew up in the Adams Morgan area of Washington, D.C. She is a proud author of three novels, It Could Happen in a Minute, ABC, and her newest novel, DES, Deranged, Eager, and Fear. She continues to step out on faith and move to her next journey in life, adding to her resume SMJ, meaning Seriously Motivating Juveniles. She's a mentor, motivational speaker, as she is pressing on to live her dreams in the fullest. She plans to turn all of her novels into miniseries. Right now, she is seeking producers and directors. So, everybody knows, you know, you producers and directors, contact Ms. Stephanie M. Johnson. But first, let's have a talk with her. Hello, Ms. Stephanie. How are you?
Good evening, Sasha, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So, the big question is here, how did you begin writing?
Wow, that's a great question to ask. I was inspired by my cousin, Sandra Stokely. She's a former employee of Sister to Sister magazine. And when I was 18, she was like, wow, you need to write a book. I tried it. It was fictional, and I wasn't ready. So 18 years later, I came back, and I had a life journey to talk about and seen a lot, heard a lot. So basically, all of my novels now are based on real-life issues and everyone, something that everyone can relate to. So that's how I got started.
And I see here also that, so you said that was at the age of 18 pretty much that
yes.
You decided to write your first book. Okay, that's nice. That's a good age. Right out of high school.
Thank you.
I also see here that you are a motivational speaker, correct?
I am. Jam Man Opportunity. I took the liberty to volunteer with the young ladies, a group of 10, to turn their lives around and give them some tools and some skills to utilize and help with their thinking errors, just to allow them to think before they react or speak, and it helps them help them lessen the trouble that they're getting in today.
Okay, so you tend to work more with teenagers?
Adults, too, because I get adults as well, because I get crisis calls like 2 and 3 in the morning. Like, I'm really have a PhD in this.
Oh, wow, well, that's very nice to hear.
Yeah.
You're a doctor, Ms. Doctor, Ms.
No, Seth, I say,
no.
Yeah, right, but yeah, they act like I do have a PhD. I mean,
oh,
they call
me. Oh, yeah, they
act
like you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You are a mentor, not only a motivational speaker, but a mentor. And as a mentor, you said that you deal a lot with teenagers and adults as well, right?
Yes,
how, ma'am. You know, as an experienced mentor, I suppose, you know, what kind of problems do you see people out there in the world go through? You know, very common problems. You know, and how do you get them get out? How do you help them to get out of them?
The common problems I see is favoritism with their parents.
Oh, really?
Yes, lack of education where they don't know how to solve a problem in school or they don't understand, so they run instead of facing their problem. And I basically show them how to conquer their problems so they don't have to run from it.
Okay. And this goes for all types of age ranges as well as adults and teenagers?
Yes,
so
because that, okay. Yes.
So I
was going to say, I feel like if each individual steps outside their circle and do a RSA, which is called a rational self-analysis, and pretty much if we think before we speak, a lot of times we won't get into trouble that we lead ourselves to get into.
Okay. Wow, Miss Stephanie, you have me here thinking. I'm here interviewing you, and I'm here thinking. My mind just wandered.
Okay, I like that. Okay, good. It's working.
Yeah. I see why people think you have a PhD. Okay.
Thank you.
I really like the work that you do here as motivational and mentor speaking. I mean, that's something that everybody needs, whether they know it or not. They always need that other person to listen to them. And even,
yes,
you know, sometimes think that friends or maybe or a family member, but that's honestly not enough, because sometimes just, like, letting it out is not enough. Sometimes you need some positive feedback from people like you. So that's very good what you do, and I admire that, especially for the teenagers nowadays, that they need more guidance than anything in the world.
Thank you. And actually, It Can Happen in a Minute is a motivational book for teenagers as well as adults. It Can Happen in a Minute is. That's out of my motivational speaking.
Okay. And this, It Can Happen, I know I said it here in your bio. Is this your most current book, or is this one that you had a while back?
That was my very first novel, It Can Happen in a Minute, yes.
Your very first novel. Okay, and you have written three novels, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's nice. And your most recent is Seriously Motivating Juveniles, right?
No, that's actually what my name stands for. That's my initials. My name is Stephanie Melinda Johnson, that stands for Seriously Motivating Juveniles, yes.
Oh, so I see now. You mean something. Okay, nice.
Yes.
Okay, so I see here also that you want to turn your novels into miniseries.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about what you have in mind. I mean, if you could, you know, how do you want to portray out of this miniseries? Do you want to do a miniseries per novel, or just make the whole, you know, all three novels into a full miniseries?
Well, It Can Happen in a Minute stands alone, so that's a book by itself. But ABC,
okay,
which stands for Awareness, Belief, Consequences, and DEF stands for Deranged, Eager, and Fear, that's part one and part two. And I would like to do two-part miniseries for all three of those novels, because in each of those novels, it's a message, and if something steps out, and we can learn from every novel you could take a tool and utilize it for everything that I've written. And I just wanted to come to real life, and then you can be able not to just read it, but see it and feel it as well.
Okay, that's nice. So you are currently looking for directors and producers, or would you like to direct? Yes. And
yes.
I have a question. Why don't you, since you're the author here, you know, the writer, and you're the one with the vision, why haven't you thought of directing this yourself?
Well, I'm with Safe Productions, and actually we are working on a television play for It Can Happen in a Minute.
Okay. Okay, so what does this mean? That are you planning in directing this, or you're directing something else right now and you don't think you'll have time for it, or?
No, I'm actually, I'm going to be involved with all of them. I just need to have the right people. Yes, just the right people to go a little further, because I have some of the tools that I need, but I don't have all of them. And with Say Productions, it's also, he has a television program as well. So that's why we're gearing towards moving it to a television play.
Okay, I understand. Well, you know, sorry for my, you know, I just thought that I would ask, you know, since you are the writer, and some people, I guess, you know, since your eyes are kind of fresher and to see what person you want to give off, you know, that's why I asked.
No problem. No problem. I need more. I mean, as I go along with the skills, I've taken drama, but I'm not that skillful. I still need some people out there to kind of like guide me and put me in the right direction. And maybe my fourth book, which would be Victim of Circumstances, I'll be able to do that, what you ask me.
Oh, okay. No, that's nice. That's fine. Okay. As long as you're there.
Thank you. Yes, I'm there with you, love.
All right. So I would like, before we leave, I would like you to tell me, you know, what websites and where can your listeners and your fans go and look at your books or purchase them or, and see what you're up to.
Sure. Amazon.com, I could be located there. All the major bookstores, Borders, Walden's, I'm missing one. What's the book? Oh, gosh. Well, all the major bookstores. And
Barnes
you can,
and Noble?
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Barnes and Noble. And you can also go to the website with safeproductions.org. And if you want to schedule me for a mentor or motivational speaker, you can just go online and make a reservation and set up a date, and I'll be and tell me the availability. We'll let you know the availability.
All right, that's perfect. So again, you said that they can find your books in Barnes and Noble, Borders, any major book bookstores, as well as Amazon.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Stephanie M. Johnson.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you on my show. And I appreciate your time. Okay?
A pleasure.
And everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. It was a pleasure. Happy holidays to all. And shout out to Team Magazine. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Take care. Happy holidays.
Okay. Blessings.
All right, everyone. Don't go anywhere. Well, we just spoke to Ms. Stephanie M. Johnson. And I hope you guys really look at her books. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Beautiful gowns and dresses of all sizes for that special New Year Eve party. Fashion Claudia, 1764 Northwest 20th Street in Miami, Florida, 33142. Wholesale and retail, 786-210-1046. Or visit www.fashionclaudia.com and order online. Phone number again is 786-210-1046. Or visit www.fashionclaudia.com and order online.
Stream Cosmetics, the newest brand in airbrush makeup. We invite you to experience an exciting, fun, and quick way of applying your makeup without the messy hassle. Contact Tashima Georges at 954-773-6199 or visit www.streamcosmetics.com/Royale Palace. That's www.streamcosmetics.com/ROYALLEPALACE or call Tashima Georges at 954-773-6199.
Well, hello, everyone. I would like to thank you for tuning in to Positive Teen Talk. I hope you all enjoyed the show. And I would like to thank again tonight's show sponsors, which are The Final Cut Unisex Salon, Fashion Claudia, Crown of Beauty Salon Suites, The Royal Palace, NLPGImages.com, Stream Cosmetics, as well as Tax Refund Queen.
Okay. I had any problems, did I?
All right. So I would like to thank everyone again for tuning in. And if you would like to keep up with Positive Teen Talk, you may like them on Facebook as Positive Teen Talk. And if you would like to find me via Facebook or Twitter, that is follow or at Sasha Marina. I hope you guys all have happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Christmas is this Sunday. So you all take care, and I hope you all get your presents from Santa. Take care and good night. Bye-bye.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz.
Ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.